أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. One of the discussions that is required in order to help us with being able to have the perseverance to tread the path of Allah, the path of the Ahlul Bayt, the path of the Imam of our time, to be of those who are awaiting his coming, all of these are one and the same. One of the important and required discussions related to that is a discussion of tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. When we look at the instances in the history of mankind, difficult instances, instances where prophets of God who were, we refer to them as ulul azm, means that they had a stronger will, their perseverance was more serious, and therefore the task that was given to them, the responsibility given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was greater. When we refer to the ulul azm prophets like Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and our prophet salamullah alayhim ajma'in, we refer to them as ulul azm. They were given the most difficult task compared to any other prophet of God. And so their azm, their willpower, their strength to carry it out and to deliver on the mission that is given to them, the responsibility that was given to them, was greater than the other prophets. Regarding them, at least in some instances, like the instance of Nuh, it is well known the ark that he put together by Allah's command, warning people through the construction of the ark that God's punishment is coming if you don't submit to him, if you don't accept him as your Lord, if you don't believe in him. A task that was difficult. The construction of the ark was difficult. It had to be under God's instruction. He did not have experience, and no one had, the way the story is told in the Quran, the experience to construct such an ark was something that was unheard of. And particularly Nuh all alone constructing that, where it could fit all those species of animals in it, besides the human beings, which were unfortunately few. That was something he had to do by himself. No one else assisted him. Maybe the few that were around him, but compared to... So even just looking at the construction of the ark itself, from the perspective of the labor, is difficult, much less when you add to that the patience that was required in the construction of it. We've said before, according to the ahadith that we have, Prophet Nuh had to wait for the tree to grow and then cut it off, use it as lumber, construct part of the ark, plant the next one. It took many years, perhaps centuries. I don't have an accurate figure to give you, but the way that sounds, it took a heck of a long time. The patience that is required to keep going and to continue and complete the construction of the ark, that is also difficult. Besides that, there is more difficulty because every time he would get to it and every time he would work on the ark, the people that disbelieved in him, when they walked past him, they would mock him, they would make fun of him, they would laugh at him every time, say wrong things to him. What the heck are you doing? What water? What storm? Why are you building this? And if that's something that you can keep going, you keep telling people it's coming for a week, it doesn't come. For a month, it doesn't come. For 6 months, it doesn't come. For a year, it doesn't come. For a century, it doesn't come. 950 years. Prophet Nuh, these are all very difficult. This is why they refer to as Ulul Azm. That required a very strong will from that prophet. When the ark was completed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that now the punishment will come, seeing that water come is itself, while it is a sign of God fulfilling His promises, an instance of that, that will give strength to the believer who's been patient this long and now sees it before their eyes, as many times as they made fun of him. What are you talking about? He continued. He was firm in that belief. Now it's happening and he's seeing it. That strengthens his belief. But it doesn't mean that the difficulty of the sight, a storm is not a pleasant experience for those who are going through it, even though it is a punishment for the others, but he's observing that. He's also watching his own son go through this and not join. And what happens? Well, these are all difficulties, a lot of challenges. Nuh is taught in this process, at these difficult instances, tawassul, and particularly tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt of the last prophet. In other words, the last prophet himself and his household. That is the household of the last prophet. It includes the last prophet. It's not minus the last prophet. Ahlul Bayt al-Nubuwa starts with the Nabi himself. He is part of that Bayt, the main figure in that Bayt. Then Fatima al-Zahra, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and Hasanain, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. A prophet that has got direct connection with Allah, angels are coming to him, giving him information, guiding him. He is told part of his guidance is that in these difficult times, the most difficult of them, on the ark, you need to have the names of the Ahlul Bayt, tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Without tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt, it is not possible. Where do we get it from? We just presented it. If prophets are told to do tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Prophets are told, you need to, you are required to. Then who are we? We are weaker than them, don't have the guidance that they had. If they had angels speaking to them, they still need to ask Allah by the right of the Ahlul Bayt and ask the Ahlul Bayt to intercede. Then we are more in need of that. Sometimes there are incomplete understandings or misunderstandings of Tawheed. We've been talking about Tawheed the last few nights. With incomplete understandings of Tawheed, people have issues. They come up with this question that if we're supposed to believe in Tawheed in the way that it was presented and the way the Quran presents it, which is the way we need to believe in Tawheed, then does Tawassul not contradict that? That we're asking someone other than God? The first point is no, it doesn't contradict that, for the basic reason that God is telling you to do it. If you don't do it, you're going against His view. You're going against His command. You're going against His instruction. Is going against God's instruction Tawheed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed us. How is it that when people say, God has said, go to the doctor? Well, didn't God say, if you need anything, ask me for it? Why is it that when that same person is told, you need to go to the doctor, they have no issue with it? But when that same person is told, you need to go to the Ahlul Bayt and ask every one of the things that you're asking God, ask the Ahlul Bayt to intercede. Tell Amirul Mu'mineen, Fatima al-Zahra, Imam al-Hasan, Imam al-Husayn, the Holy Prophet above all, ask them to grant you through the will of Allah, bi-idhnillah, what you want. When you're told to do that, you have an issue, you think there's a conflict between that and Tawheed? Why is it going to a physician, taking medication, that's not seen as contradicting Tawheed? Going to the Ahlul Bayt is seen as contradicting Tawheed? This shows that Shaitan has done a really good job in confusing people. It has absolutely no conflict with Tawheed. When God is saying for you to do this, if God instructed Anbiya to do tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim ajma'in, and He has, then we are definitely in need of it. What I want to say regarding this is something a little further. We don't only need tawassul for perseverance in the path of Allah in the way we understand it generally. The examples that are mentioned are difficulties and struggles in the path of Allah in terms of establishing the government of Allah, in terms of removing injustice. These aspects of the worship of Allah, of the sabil of Allah that are related to this material realm, these are all related to the material realm. The government of the 12th Imam, establishing it and developing the earth spiritually and materially, getting people involved, all of this has to do with the material realm. As a person, you're dealing with your external environment, the environment that you're in. It's not within, and it's not your connection with Allah directly. It's all related to that. It's all connected to that. None of it is disconnected. None of it is independent. It's all connected. However, there is still in our minds at least, when we talk about that path and that struggle and the need for perseverance, the thought of tawassul being mentioned in that context causes us to think that if we're dealing with the enemies of Islam, we need tawassul, which we do. One of the things Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, besides the point that everything we have is from Muharram and Safar, he said, we are the nation of tears. We are the nation of crying. These tears and this crying is what uproots injustice. It's what gives us the strength to be able to fight to the last breath. It's very true. In any battlefield, look at the recent scenes. The most recent one that I can remember of is the scene of the battle with Daesh, this extension of Kufr, Look at the believers dealing with them. Look at their hearts, their connection with the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Whether they're Iraqis or Syrians or Lebanese or Yemenis or Afghan or Pakistani or Iranian or whatever their background is, all those who participated in that, their connection with the Ahlul Bayt, especially at the difficult times, all those accomplishments that are truly, they were unimaginable and they just don't make sense based on the material means. And that's why those who look at the material means planned against them, they thought they can defeat. But then these believers, with their belief, with their tawassul to Fatima to Zahra, salamullahi alayha, the most difficult of conditions, when they would get stuck in the 8-year war against Saddam, they would get stuck without equipment. They're stuck behind a minefield and they don't know how to get through. The whole operation will be in jeopardy if they can't get across. That great commander from Mashhad, Allah bless his soul, this great man, his connection with the lady Fatima al-Zahra, he went to a corner, pleaded to Fatima al-Zahra, save the lives of these believers and allow us to accomplish this for you. Fatima al-Zahra guided them. He told them, follow my footsteps. He heard the voice of Fatima. These are not dreams. These are not made up stories. These are not fairy tales. These are true. We have seen these people. We have visited their homes. He heard a call. Fatima al-Zahra said, come this way, I will guide you. And he told his comrades, follow exactly my, in the pitch black darkness of the night, in a minefield, every step you could be stepping on a mine, that'll be the end, not only of their life, they were willing to sacrifice, it'll be the mission in jeopardy. They went through it without a scratch, nothing, no explosion, no nothing. When we speak of tawassul in the path of Allah, in having that perseverance, what comes to mind are these examples. And it is very correct. It is very true. Difficult times, especially, we should always have that tawassul. Always have that tawassul. But especially in difficult times. And whoever has tried this, try this with this intention. Say, Ya Allah, I don't know, but I've heard this, I want to try. Try it, you'll see. You'll see. Especially when it's again struggling on the path of Allah against the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, the enemies of Islam of today, we're talking. These Western tyrants and Eastern tyrants, wherever there's tyranny, and there's plenty of it, unfortunately, and in so many different ways. Try it, you'll see. But tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt is not limited to these types of struggle on the path of Allah. Perseverance on this path, in this way. The path of Allah is a path that these are all different parts of. Essentially, the path of Allah, as we mentioned, I believe, in the earlier nights, is a path that leads to Him through these struggles. The struggle against Fir'aun was a platform to allow the followers of Musa to ascend and reach God. The path of Allah is called the path of Allah because it leads to Allah. The shuhada, the reason why they were so happy was that that moment of death is where they accomplished the greatest accomplishment of their lives. That sacrifice. They're dying. The mission, God knows what's going to happen to it. And of course, they knew Allah is going to take care of it. But the point is, if you only limit the thought process, the mind, to the struggle here, running a center, developing programs, getting people on board, all these elements of the social movement of the Ahlul Bayt, which is important, But all of those are dimensions and aspects of the path of Allah. Each of us is trying to ascend and reach the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt is not limited to the external aspects, to the social political aspects, to the community work where we face difficulty. Tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt is especially important in the spiritual developments directly. All those affect the spiritual development. Fighting the enemies of Allah, fighting Fir'aun affects the spiritual development of Musa and Harun and Banu Israel. Crossing the sea helps the spiritual development of those people. But besides those external things, there are certain internal things. The combat or the battle of the nafs. Getting rid of layers of shirk, various layers of shirk, getting rid of bad akhlaq, that the hadith says the relationship between religion, your iman, your religiosity, your belief, and bad akhlaq, su'ul khulq, is the relationship of honey and vinegar. A few drops of vinegar are enough. It dissolves honey. It's gone. Your iman will be dissolved. It's gone. Su'ul khulq is very serious in Islam. Very serious. If we're dealing with the Fir'auns outside, but we're not dealing with this Fir'aun, the path of Allah is not complete. If we seem to be succeeding there, but we're failing at this Fir'aun, sometimes, God forbid, even that success is only fuel, it's only feeding this Fir'aun. Why is it that right after the demise of the Prophet, the people who were dealing with the outward Fir'auns became the Fir'aun after the demise of the Prophet? Because all of those battles that they were part of was feeding this Fir'aun. This struggle of the nafs, the internal struggle, getting rid of bad akhlaq, getting rid of su'ul dhan. We have a big problem with suspicion, brothers and sisters. I speak of myself. It's very difficult. Iblis brings thoughts to our head, like, oh, look at this, look at the way they spoke, look at how they came in, they must mean this, they must mean that. And I take that. What evidence? Why are you suspicious? Su'ul dhan towards believers, towards mu'mineen, mu'minat, having su'ul dhan towards them. The sisters, maybe hijab isn't all the way there perhaps, and then we start having ill thoughts. She smiles in public, she laughs in public, and then somebody has some ill thoughts, she's like this. Al-ayyadu billah. What are these? These are all very wrong things. And that battle of the self, that internal battle in the path of Allah, getting to Allah, these are serious battlegrounds. If we consider winning people over for the path of Allah, bringing people closer to Islam, setting up programs for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, shedding tears for him, all of those are helping the path of Allah, all those are important, necessary. But if this is not happening, God forbid, we lose these battlegrounds. The hadith said, it's not my words, as-su'ul khulq, the other internal problems, can be like vinegar on honey. It dissolves it. It goes away. Some of those who mock the aza of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein used to participate in matam. Some of those who speak against tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt and call it shirk, they used to do this tawassul. Some of those that fought Imam al-Hussein used to fight alongside Ali ibn Abi Talib. against Muawiyah. But that self is not. Those who fought with the Prophet against his enemies, against the kuffar, they became the enemies of Amirul Mu'mineen. This Fir'aun has got to be taken care of. The battlegrounds that we have internally are very serious, brothers and sisters. In those battlegrounds, tawassul is needed even more. If we recognize it. See, if you have an enemy coming in and conquering your land, if you realize that's happening, you consider that very important, you want to take measures, you feel the difficulty of struggling against that enemy, and when you feel weakness and you realize God has said, when you feel that weakness, do tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt. When it's difficult, do tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt. You see that difficulty there. When we're dealing with the battlegrounds internally, brothers and sisters, the biggest problem is many times we don't recognize them as battlegrounds. We don't see that aib. We don't see that problem. We don't see that issue. We don't see that issue. We don't see that problem. Okay. There is no problem for me to do tawassul. On a higher level, getting closer to Allah, where are we, brothers and sisters? There were shuhada. I want to give these examples so we can see where an ordinary person like myself, just very ordinary, very average person, no sayyid or, I don't know, alim or family like this or Ahlul Bayt or Prophet or Imam, no, just ordinary, average. We had average believers, brothers and sisters, of the shuhada in their 20s. They knew who's going to be martyred in this battle, who will be martyred in the next battle. They knew. God gave them that info. How does God speak to this person? You can reach a point where God can speak to you. I mean, we want companionship and we die. We want to have somebody close that's pleasant and so on. This guy has got God's company. The most pleasant company anyone can have. In a tangible way, they feel it, they hear it. And here I am struggling. Maybe doing a prayer here, a dhikr there, a tawassul here. If we don't consider that something, that lofty goal of reaching that proximity of Allah, if we don't see it that important to fight for it, of course we're not going to do tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt. Yeah, when living is tough, when finances are tough, when I'm in debt and there's an issue with my work, I feel the pain, I start doing tawassul, Ya Allah, by the right of the 12th Imam, by the right of Fatima, please, cry, ziyarat Ashura, this, that, the other. Once it's over, Alhamdulillah, the Ahlul Bayt helped. Okay, every now and then, ziyarat Ashura, just randomly. Well, do we realize that every minute of my life, I'm losing? Inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. I'm losing the asset of time that's been given to me for free. I'm losing it every minute. And I don't make progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day of judgment comes. My death comes. I see that all these other people made it. This person is close to Ali ibn Abi Talib. This person is receiving these blessings from Allah. And here I am. If I feel that I'm in dire need, I'm at loss, I'm losing something if I'm not making progress in that direction, then we'll start feeling that we need that tawassul. Because perseverance in these areas is more difficult. No one's going to follow up with us. It's us that needs to follow up. I need to follow up on myself. My akhlaq is horrible. I can't control my lust. I can't control my temper. I can't control anything. And I hear a little something. I try. A couple of days afterwards, no one follows up with me. I give up because I don't see that progress. This is where perseverance is needed. Continuing. We hope and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens our eyes, brothers and sisters, that we realize what we're missing out on. We realize our problems. I realize my problems. I see the battleground. I see the progress that my enemy Iblis and his children are making against me. By wasting my time, just wasting my time is enough because I won't make progress. And then beyond that, I do all these wrong things. They're making a lot of gain in this battlefield of the nafs. They're assisting the nafs. I'm losing. I don't see myself at loss. I'm not going to do tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt. We only do tawassul when we feel in dire need. When we feel that we need to make that, and this is an area that we should feel that, we should work on ourselves. I think that itself is something to do tawassul. We ask the mother of the Imams, the daughter of the Prophet, in fact, as the Prophet himself, Salamullah wa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, said that she is his mother, Ummu Abiha. We ask Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullahi alayha, to help us, to assist us, to wake us up from this deep sleep that is killing us. We're losing these battles because we're asleep. We are negligent. Inshallah. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdil. صلى الله عليك يا مظلوم صلى الله عليك أيها الشهيد بكربلاء عطشانا May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. My beloved Imam al-Hussein. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. My beloved oppressed Imam, the Imam who was slaughtered by the shores of the Euphrates while his mouth was dry of thirst. Ruhi fidak, ya يا أبا عبد الله. We are your lovers here, the lovers that have been left behind. We didn't make it for your ziyarah this Arba'een. We wanted to, we had the desire. يا أبا عبد الله. By the right of your Ali and Al-Asghar, by the moment you looked up, once you felt the baby shivering, I don't know exactly what you saw.
The size of that arrow was too large. It must have severed the head of the baby completely. By the right of the blood that gathered in your hands, and you threw it in the sky. Ya Mawlai, we ask you, we plead to you, we want to be your followers, stepping in your footsteps, moving in the direction you're moving towards. Ya Abdullah. I know I've said this many times to you, and I see myself every time after the majlis is over again, I get involved in all the real wrong things that I know I shouldn't. Ya Abdullah, I've given up on myself. You take my hand, and by the right of your mother, Fatima al-Zahra, I see people suffering from my akhlaq. I ask you, by the right of your mother, Fatima al-Zahra, relieve me, help me overcome these obstacles, overcome my nafs. I want to be closer to you. I want to be closer to the son of Zahra, the Mahdi. And I'm sure these are obstacles that prevent me. Inshallah, ala la'natullah, ala al-qawm al-zalimin, wa say'alamu al-ladhina zalamu, wa yamu qalabin yanqalibun. Ya Hussein.
Ya Hussein, 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 Ya Hussein. Dasht-e-Karbal tere mehman lut gaye, 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 ek kafan ek rida, ek kafan ek rida, do jahan lut gaye, Dasht-e-Karbal tere mehman lut gaye, Dasht-e-Karbal tere mehman lut gaye, Dasht-e-Karbal tere mehman lut gaye, Fakhr-e-Yaqub laashein uthata raha, Fakhr-e-Yaqub laashein uthata raha, Fakhr-e-Yusuf kahin, Fakhr-e-Yusuf kahin, Naujawan lut gaye, Dasht تھے کربل تیرے مہمان لٹ گئے دشت کربل تیرے مہمان لٹ گئے ایک کفن ایک ردا ایک کفن ایک ردا دو جہاں لٹ گئے دشت کربل تیرے مہمان لٹ گئے دشت کربل تیرے مہمان لٹ گئے دشت کربل تیرے مہمان لٹ گئے کچھ کی قبریں بنی کوفہ و شام میں کچھ کی قبریں بنی کوفہ و شام میں کچھ مسافر کہیں کچھ مسافر کہیں درمیان لٹ گئے دشت کربل تیرے مہمان لٹ گئے دشت کربل تیرے مہمان لٹ گئے ایک کفن ایک ردا ایک کفن ایک ردا دو جہاں لٹ گئے دشت کربل تیرے مہمان 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 لٹ گئے رو کے سجاد کہتے تھے مادر میری رو کے سجاد کہتے تھے مادر میری ہم کہاں سے چلے ہم کہاں سے چلے اور کہاں لٹ گئے دشت کربل تیرے مہمان لٹ گئے دشت کربل تیرے مہمان لٹ گئے یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین
یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیداں دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیداں دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیداں دیکھنا آئے گی جب فاطمہ آئے گی جب فاطمہ حال پریشاں دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیداں دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا شہیداں دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیداں دیکھنا روبرو بابا کے جا خاتون جنت آئیں گی خالی جھولی سر بر ہے کونین کو دکھلائیں گی پھر یقین ٹھہرائے گا پھر یقین ٹھہرائے گا محشر کا میدان دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیداں دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیداں دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیداں دیکھنا رکھ دیا برچی نے اکبر کا کلیجا چیر کے رخ بدل ڈالے ہیں امت نے تیری تصویر کے مالک کوثر ذرا مالک کوثر ذرا امت کے ایسا دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیدا دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیدا دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیدا دیکھنا اصغر معصوم کے لب پر سوال آب ہے بوند پانی کے لیے وہ کس قدر بیتاب ہے نہر سے پانی نہیں دیتے مسلمان دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیدا دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیدا دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیدا دیکھنا آئیں گی جب فاطمہ آئیں گی جب فاطمہ حال پریشاں دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیدا دیکھنا حشر میں رنگ لائے گا خون شہیدا دیکھنا یا حسین
صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا خیر خلق اللہ ویا خاتم النبیین وصفوة المرسلین صلی اللہ علیک یا امیر المؤمنین علی ابن ابی طالب وصی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا فاطمہ سیدت نساء العالمین صلی اللہ علیک یا ابا محمد یا حسن ابن علی ایها المجتبى صلی اللہ علیک یا ابا عبد اللہ وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين صلى الله عليك يا غريب الغرباء ويا معين الضعفاء والفقراء السلطان أبا الحسن يا علي ابن موسى أيها الرضا المرتضى صلى الله عليك وعلى آبائك وأبنائك جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته صلى الله عليك يا مولاي يا بقية الله يا حجة الله عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك وجعلنا من خير أعوانك وأنصارك والمستشهدين بين يديك صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Brothers and sisters, just a quick reminder about the programs next week. Inshallah, we'll be commemorating the martyrdom of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Marudha, and the demise of the Prophet next week. The program will start from Thursday night, inshallah, and it will continue until Sunday. So October 15 to the 18th, and the time is at 8:40 p.m.